In the name of Jesus, amen. So you've made it through another Easter. Or at least you've made it through another Easter observation. There's only one Easter. And all the rest are simply reminders of that first Easter. And you might think, well, it's kind of back to business as usual. Back to the way things are. But that first Easter changes everything. We have the hope and promise of life after death. We have the assurance that our sins are forgiven because God accepted the sacrifice of His only Son upon the cross. We have the assurance that because Jesus lives, we will live also. And yet, there is that, well, it's not finished yet. And it's not. The final enemy to be destroyed is death. And that hasn't happened yet. Death is still stalking us. It's stalking you and it's stalking me. And so it calls for patient endurance. That's the phrase we hear in our second reading. A marvelous phrase. Patient endurance in Jesus as we live out our days in these post-Easter days. The early Christians were Jewish, used to worshiping on the Sabbath day, which was Saturday, but they gradually transitioned their main day of worship to Sunday, and that was called the Lord's Day. We'll hear that in our second reading as well. Called the Lord's Day because it was the reminder of the resurrection, and so every day of Sunday became a reminder of the Lord's resurrection. And they gathered for worship on that day to remind themselves of that truth which can never be destroyed. We hear about that in our epistle reading. And for the next 6 weeks, our second reading is going to come from the epistle reading, which comes from the revelation given to St. John. And that's going to be our focus for the next 6 weeks. The book of Revelation is sometimes steered clear of by Christians because it's kind of scary in places. There's the talk of dragons and wars and bloodshed and mysterious visions, and a lot of it doesn't make sense to us. But ultimately, it is a letter of victory and the assurance that all power belongs to God. And that no matter how bad things get in this world, we know who has the final victory, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this morning we're going to take some time and work our way through this second reading, which is the first chapter of Revelation. I'd ask that you would take out your bulletin and follow along with me as we work our way through it. And I'm going to stop and make comments as we work our way through this first chapter of Revelation. And one of the reasons we're doing this is because this is the one place in the New Testament where we are told there is a blessing when these words are read aloud, and there is a blessing for those who hear. So there is a blessing for us this morning in the speaking and hearing of these words. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants, the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. And this is the same John who was the disciple of Jesus, brother of James, the one who witnessed our Lord's crucifixion, saw the resurrected Lord, who bore witness to the word of God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. This letter was written to seven specific congregations. Seven is a number of completion, a number of wholeness, and so we would understand that to also symbolize It's a letter intended for all Christians for all time. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. Jesus is the ruler of kings on earth. Even though they may not acknowledge that or even recognize him, our God is so powerful that he is ruler over the kings and powers of this world. Sometimes it doesn't look like God is in control. God is in control of all things in ways that go beyond our understanding. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. Our Lord is coming again, and every eye will see him. And that includes your eyes, my eyes. And it will be a day of rejoicing for us because we know him as the one who has set us free from our sins by his blood. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. Alpha and Omega, those are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. It's like Jesus saying, I am the A and I am the Z. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I'm the first and the last. Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. John, who wrote this, was in exile on an island, imprisoned because of his sharing of the gospel. John, who was one of the 12 disciples, John, who witnessed miracles and everything our Lord did, finds himself imprisoned on this island. You would think, well, you know, if you're one of the 12 and you witnessed all these marvelous things, surely your life would get better after that. Not necessarily. If you think that just because you're a Christian, your life will go more smoothly and things will turn out better for you, you're going to be disappointed. What we have the promise is our God will sustain us no matter what. And that's where we have that phrase, patient endurance. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, would have been Sunday, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. John didn't realize this was Jesus. Jesus in all of his power and majesty and glory. Jesus was so intimidating in his appearance that John is terrified, petrified, falls at his feet as though dead. And then notice what Jesus does. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Hades is the place of the dead. Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. This is the resurrected Christ, the one who holds all power. And he tells John of what is yet to come. What is yet to come even for us? And for the next few weeks after Easter, we'll be looking at some of these things that are yet to come. Because the book of Revelation is a book of encouragement. A book to help us in our patient endurance. When we see the things going on in the world around us, when we see the things happening to us, we sometimes wonder, well, what's the point? It's madness. Where is this all leading? And God would remind us, He is still in control. He's in control of all things, including our life and, yes, even our death. And He holds the power over all things, and He will keep us in His Word. And He does that as we hear it, and as we receive it in His Holy Supper. And He will lead us forth so we can hold to Him in patient endurance. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.